Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Hi, welcome everyone. This is Polly calling in from Alaska, and I have my good friend Max in somewhere out there in the lower 48. And just welcome you to the show, and we have a lot going on. I mean, there's so much going on in the world today. We have so much to talk about. We have so much to manifest, and the number one thing I want to manifest is peace. So without waiting, Max, are you there?
I am here. It's great to be here today. You are right. It is a crazy news cycle, that's for sure, in the social world. Amazing, and I am here in California, and it's beautiful here, and I'm ready for the show. I'm ready for the show, right? I'm totally ready.
I am good. Okay, Max, what's your website? What's your business? I forgot to mention mine. What's yours?
So I'm the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com, and what I do is I help people to move their life from insanity to sanity, from confusion to clarity, from fear to love, and I do that through working with people in my immersion program, working with people on radio programs and stuff like this through Periscope, and my main mission is to really, really uplift the vibration of individuals on this planet so that we can all be uplifted in a very significant way, so we can live in peace and joy.
Awesome. Okay, I am Polly Wyrum. My website is Gateways to Peace. I think the greatest thing I do is help people connect to peace. So I do this through intuitive readings and through life coaching. And just talking about this today, I think I want to ramp that up even more. I want to say I'm celebrating peace because I think it's time that we look around the world and we recognize where peace is and we celebrate peace. I want that energy to just become overwhelming. And so really connecting to the peace versus, does that make sense, Max?
Totally makes sense. And I think that, you know, everything is about intention. I mean, we're co-creating with the universe, God, Buddha, nature, whatever you want to call it, at every moment. And unless we start to be consciously aware about what we're looking at and what we're creating, we will be swept up in the insanity. We'll be swept up in the fear. We'll be swept up in separation. And I believe really right now, you know, is a time in human history when we're being called to celebrate peace, the peace that's already here. We don't need to find it. Right, Polly?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is kind of interesting, and then we'll move on to the news. But this, so I do a biweekly blog, and I just finished mine yesterday. It'll go out today or tomorrow. And I wrote about, you know, when I experience so much joy, like I have some really awesome things in my life. And so when I feel so much joy, sometimes, and I know this is crazy when I say it, but sometimes I struggle with, should I dampen that down a little bit because I know other people are suffering. And so is it, you know, should I feel like, you know, hide my joy a little bit because I don't want to make other people feel bad? And that's actually what I wrote about. And logically or spiritually, I know, you know what, if you have joy, celebrate it because that builds it, that makes it available to all. But it really did. Like I had to stop and pause, like, okay, should I not, when I know people are suffering, should I dampen it down a little bit? And that's crazy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes total sense because, because I think that we do it. I mean, people are doing that consciously, subconsciously all the time because, you know, as it is written, is that, you know, the ego mind is much more fearful of our light than our darkness. And we are pure light, because if we really fell into our true light, then nothing ever would ever hurt us, or ever we would be completely invulnerable to everything that could ever damage us in any way. And the ego wants us to be like, no, you can't really do that. But really, it's the people and the times in our lives when we choose to express that joy, to be in that light, that really that's when real shifts happen and real changes happen. Don't you find that, Molly?
For sure. I totally agree. And I just want to remind people, if you want to call in and ask us, we're both intuitives. So if you have a question that you want to ask us, or if you just want to call in and say how this news is affecting you, and maybe we can give you a different, help you see the world a little bit differently, because ultimately that's the goal, is that we all start sharing the vision of peace and compassion. But the number to call in is 516-531-9809. And Max, at some point today, and you've got the, I'm out in the snow right now, so I don't have. Oh no, I do have a watch. A clock I can look at. But here's what I want to do. At some point, let's have a moment of silence and just prayers.
Oh,
prayers
yes.
for peace
oh,
today.
For sure, for sure. That we'll definitely do that for sure. And it's interesting. We'll get to the news in a second because. I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about that in a second because I've been guided
okay.
to silence thing for sure. What do you want to bring
absolutely.
Up first?
You know what? I'm going to let you go because, as you know, I had a little void in my life where I wasn't watching the news so much. I'm aware a little bit of what's gone on. I'm aware of enough that's gone on, but I want you to leave this.
Okay. And we definitely have to give everybody an update on our stuff. Do we want to do that now, or do we want to do that after we talk about a news item?
I just want to say one thing, then let's do the news. Max, do you want to do something like a live event together sometime in December? We could do it in Arizona or California.
I would love to, of course, sure.
Just so everybody knows, that was not pre-planned. I just decided, let's throw it out there and let's make it happen.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do that, because Arizona, some really great news around Arizona, right?
There is great news, but we're still waiting. It's not a done deal, but,
Great. Also, and let me just say this, we're talking about everyone traveling, moving around the world, is that I'm going to Australia, thank you very much.
Yay!
Really incredible, and Polly knows this. I had talked to her the day before. I've been wanting to go to Australia for a while, and I just put that in the back of my mind because I definitely have wanderlust, and I love experiencing new places, and Australia's been on my list for 10, 15 years at least, and I never got desperate about it. I'm like, it's going to happen at some point, and little by little, things have worked out, and I told Polly and her husband last week, I said, I'm going to be going to Australia. And I didn't have a ticket or anything then. And then a day later that night, this incredible deal came across my email. And I was like, I'm going to Australia. Boom, done. So really excited. I'll be there March 4th through the 18th. And I will be doing some events in Australia. So I know that this show goes all the way out. So we're working on those events, some private reading events and probably some kind of a retreat happening out there in Sydney and Melbourne. So, yay!
That is awesome. Okay, so here's the deal. When we have listeners or, you know, people are coached with Max and I, you have it's like both Max and I manifested something each individually really amazing last week. And so if you connect to that energy, you totally can grab hold of that manifestation energy, and you also can manifest. So during this show today, just relax and just feel the energy. I think that that's the biggest thing. So this week we are working on peace. But last week, both of us, I mean, I'm not kidding you, I manifested something I have been working on for flipping years. And
yeah.
And I'll share more, but it's like it has been my dream, I'm not kidding you, for so flipping long. And to feel like, okay, my life just shifted amazing. I want to share that with people. I really
do
want
too.
People to feel the joy, feel the possibility of miracles. I want people to live a life that they are, like, so excited about. And I want everybody to have that.
That's right. And you know, Polly and everyone out there, there's something called a borrowed vibrational benefit. And I teach this all the time. The borrowed vibrational benefit is when you're around people that are, if you're open to it and you allow it to come into the cells of your being, literally, when you're around people that are doing successful things and manifesting things and you're allowing that vibration to come in, that vibration literally gets in your vibrational bubble and starts to help you to manifest. It starts to help you because we're all connected. We're all connected unless you decide, oh, well, that's good for Polly and Max, but it'll never happen to me. That's good for Jane, but it'll never happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. But if you're open to that, that's why they always say celebrate when people get what you want. You know, celebrate them and say, yeah, good for them. They're going to Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia. Because really what it means is, You are one step closer, if not 50 steps closer, to going to Australia right now because you are all listening to me right now. You know, and that is the truth because we're all connected. And that's
whatever you're dreaming of, right? It's like
whatever it is.
Your dreams are.
That's right.
It's
to
that
be open
feeling.
To the possibility.
And here's the other thing. And then we'll go on to the news. But here's the other thing. It's like, you know, really what it is, it's the feeling. Because it doesn't, you know, you could be, you know, harvesting corn and still experiencing joy. But it's true. And whereas somebody else, their joy comes from something else. It's the feeling, right? It's whatever makes you happy. You can experience peace. You can experience joy. You can experience any of that. And we're all going to be called to experience it differently.
Totally. And, oh, my God, talk about making me laugh. I mean, I think I'm going to go harvest some corn now.
I don't know where that comes from.
I love it. All right. Okay, so
Maybe a corn husker.
We've got some people in the queue right now, just so you know. I want to bring up just a couple of things here. Let's take a deep breath, first of all. Let's shift gears. Take a deep breath. Okay. All right, so listen. Obviously, in the United States right now, there is a lot going on. So, the vibration of this country is very intense, you know, and we just had an election on Tuesday, and I think that we have to talk about the election because I think it's really important. It's in our consciousness, it's in our subconsciousness and all that stuff, some people more than others, but it is the collective being of the United States is going through something, and so we got to talk about the election, and the election very, very interesting, lots of interesting gains and interesting losses and interesting almosts and all of that stuff. And just in complete transparency and Polly knows this, I'm kind of a political junkie. And, you know, I definitely don't watch sports, but it's kind of like politics is my sport. Because I see it as a game that the ego is playing in a lot of different ways. And if I can look at it like that and not be swept up in it and see it like, oh, that's interesting, there's these consequences here or not, it's a lot easier. And it helps you to have that real, it helps me to have that kind of healthy detachment to it. It's not that I don't get passionate, of course, about this country, about all that stuff, but it's an interesting thing. So we had a big shift in power. We had a big shift in power during these elections. And record numbers of people, early voting and voting. And that is, I think that's huge. There has definitely been a call at a very deep and also a very surface level for people to participate. And whatever side you're on or no side or it doesn't matter to you, it is definitely, to me, a proof we are all banning in some way together. There is some kind of a banning together. And I feel like what's happened because of the election is it's kind of like there's an equilibrium starting to balance out a little bit. I feel like there's a swing on one side, there's a swing on another side, and it feels like there's a little bit more of a balance going on, a little bit more, and there's a lot of firsts. So I think that if we look at this election in that way, finding balance, whatever side you're on, balance is always a good thing. Of an exchange of ideas and being open to a lot of different things. So besides the fact that historical amounts of women are in power now, all of that stuff. So I think it's important for us to look at it. What are your reflections on the election?
You know, I really feel as I, you know, listening to you, I really feel like it's, you know, we're starting to see a rebirth of our country. We are starting to, if you almost like rebranding our country. And I have, you know, so I've got two kids in college and then one that's younger. And certainly my middle child is definitely much more, she takes a lot of personal awareness in the political situation because she's off in college and everything's brand new, and it's very rewarding to have conversations with her because she cares so much. But here's the thing: I know that she's not the only one that cares so much. I know that there is this wave of people that are younger and just people, well, really of all ages, that are waking up and recognizing, oh no, things have got to change. And that energy is out there. We are having, it's like a renaissance or a rebirth. It is happening, and we will see more and more of it. So I applaud everybody that went out and voted, and I applaud everybody who is not just sitting down and accepting it and saying, this is where we're at right now. It's not where we're at right now.
That's right. I agree with that. So much of it has to do with of really accessing your power to choose, right? It's all about accessing our power to choose. And hopefully, and I can see that there's literal scientific evidence now by the numbers that people are taking it on themselves to activate their power of choice. And, you know, in The Course in Miracles, the quote that I love so much is he says, you know, your power of choice is your greatest power beyond the insanity of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we just go, well, that's just the way it is, we're making a choice, but we're making an apathetic choice. Because it on some level, the ego is telling us, oh, you don't have any power. And then we just believe it. But we have ultimate power. We have the power that is in us that creates universes. We have the power in us that will change anything and everything in this moment right now. So,
and you know, that's interesting because we, you know, when people, you know, when we do readings or maybe we do mediumship so we can connect to people that have crossed over, what all of that is grabbing hold of something. It's like grabbing hold of an energy. And so when you made the comment of people just saying, okay, this is the way it is, that's not connecting. That's pulling all of your energy in and just sitting there and not connecting. When you make a choice, it's basically doing like, it's like how intuitives work or how mediums work. It's making a choice and it's connecting to something.
Right.
Just something to think about.
Making that conscious choice. Definitely. So should we take one call and then after we take that call, we'll have our silent moment?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So welcome everybody, and just so you know, there's a few people in line right now in the queue. The number to call here is 516 516-531-9809. We are going to go to the phones now. I will say the area code and the first three numbers of your call, of your number, and then we will get going. So let us go to area code 630-747. 630-747. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Is this Max and Polly?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm fine. I liked your talk, and I think it's very important, like you said, that, you know, you don't be apathetic, because otherwise nothing's going to happen. You know what I mean? If you're going to accept morals or what's going on, or, you know, whatever it is. I don't want to get into it personally, but, you know, you do have to, you know, vote, I agree, and be very aware. Like Max, I like to follow, watch shows, you know, that talk about that stuff. It's very important. And I think it does bring people down a lot. Like, without knowing it, it just really brings down the country. So hopefully there'll be a change.
Yes. There is a change. It's already happened, Lisa.
Right. But, I mean, you know, where things start changing, you know, like we see with Congress and, you know, just things, you know, over time should happen. So I had one question. I don't know if I can ask that or... Okay,
for sure.
So I've been looking for a property for about 5 months, and I haven't found, like, exactly what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to buy first and then sell. So I guess it's twofold. Like, I wondered, like, do you see me, you know, finding something, like, what kind of time frame? And then if my place will sell after, because, you know, it's kind of like, well, right now there's – I think mine's nicer, but – the second part of the question is there's two places on the market in my building, my condo building, so I kind of didn't want to sell now because they're two bedrooms just like mine, and that's never a good thing. There's only like 36 units. So, you know, it's taking longer than the spring, so, you know.
Is yours above? Is your place above the one that has the other condos that are for sale?
Is it what?
Is yours higher? Is it like a...
I think it's a little nicer. You know, I haven't put it up. I'm first going to buy. That's the thing. So I guess my first question is, like, how long do you think more, you know, it might take? Because I'm, you know, I am being kind of particular. I don't want to move again.
Okay. Max, do you mind if I just share, like, what I'm seeing, and then I know you...
Yes, go right ahead.
Chime in and pull cards. Okay, so the first thing, Lisa, that I was seeing, and the way I work, I see things, and it, you know, we'll just see how it makes sense to you. But the first thing that I was seeing is a place that has young, like pine trees, like young, you know, evergreen trees, and they're on the peripheral. So I don't know if this is like lining. It's almost like it lines the property line. So it could be on the outside of a building, but it's lining the property line. So that's the first thing that I was seeing when you asked about buying the property. I feel like you're going to have to make a different approach, make a different type of offer. Just remember that when it comes time to make the offer, you're going to have to make a different type of offer. So write that down. It'll be a different type of offer. I do feel like you will sell your see your stuff selling. I see it. The one that you want to sell, I see it might be empty when it sells, but I do see it selling.
Well, like, do you see me finding something soon? I'm doing that first, so I have to buy first.
Yeah, I do. Just for whatever reason, I don't know why they're showing me those little trees, the evergreens or the pines. Look for it and see if it's in, like, a name or if it's on it's, like, lining the property, because I do see it on a line. I do see it, like, on a property line. So I don't know if it's like on a county line, but it is on the peripheral of something. So it's definitely on the peripheral, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. So do you see me finding it by next spring, like in the next few months?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think so too.
Yes.
So Lisa, I need to ask you about the people around you that are supporting you or helping you with this project. I mean, are you doing this on your own, or do you have a real estate agent?
No.
Do you have people working with you?
No,
okay.
I have a
okay.
real estate agent. She's okay. supportive of whatever I want to see. You know, I see the listings. I can only see what's on the market. And if she knows of something, even she's letting me know.
Right. Okay, so what I get, I pulled the support card. So how much time or how much are you spending in trusting, because I feel like there's a lot of intervention in this process as far as like intervention spiritual support. Do you have a grandmother who's crossed over?
Uh-huh.
That you were really close to? She's really
yes,
sweet? There's a grandmother? Okay, so this grandmother needs you to start, because there's a support from the other side you need to start accessing. Does that make sense, Lisa?
You need to start asking for that support, you're saying?
Yeah, talk to that grandmother, because I get this grandmother who's very sweet around you, and I feel like she can help you more. So I feel like she's trying to give you some direction. She's trying to say,
mm-hmm.
hey, do this. But you need to be a little bit more open to her. Okay, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you talk to her much?
You know, I kind of know. Oh, I think about her, yeah, from time to time, you know, weekly.
Okay.
I do know what I'm looking for. I just am not going to settle. I have no reason to. I'm not in a great situation because I'm buying first. But I just hope something comes up by the spring because I don't think it's
going to come
up in a year.
Something's going
to
come up.
Yeah,
I agree. But I feel like there's, I feel like that support. Talk to your grandma. Say, hey, what should I do about the house today? What should I do about the house? And listen, because I feel like there's support around you.
Are you next to a county line or next to some type of line? It's like a designated property line. Are you next to that?
Like a border line?
Are you searching next to that? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's surrounded by other suburbs. It's like in a different area than where I live completely.
Okay, because I'm seeing it like next to the property line. And then, or next to some type of border or some type of line. But the one other thing that I want to ask you, and this could be for another listener, is there somebody that the name Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, Mandy, is there somebody that name?
What's that name again?
Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, Okay, so it's somebody that's listening. So if that makes sense to you, call in because there's a Mandy.
Mm. Well, I hope that helps, Lisa.
I guess my other question is in regards to that, just one more thing. Like, I don't think I should lower my expectations. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to end up fixing up bathrooms. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. There could be one bathroom that's nice and another one that's not.
Of course not. Lower your expectations. Why are you even thinking
about it? I just wanted to make sure that, I mean, that's the feeling I'm getting. Because, you know, it costs a lot of money to fix up a place, and I don't want to get involved with floors. You know, if there's carpeting, you never know what's underneath.
Right, but don't think about that. Just stay flexible, but stick to what you want.
Okay, yeah. And then once I find it, you don't think it'll take too long to sell my place? Even though
you have to trust. Trust. It's all working out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely get it.
These other places have been on the market 45 days, but I don't even think they're as nice as mine. So you just kind of have to trust
it, I guess. Imagine that you're filling it up with, lotus blossoms or whatever. Just bless it. I want you to just bless it. I want you to send in
I haven't had a ton of places, but every place I have is always sold, you know, at a good price and good karma.
Yeah,
and
this one will also.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to change. That
great.
Doesn't have to change. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Have a wonderful
have a nice
day.
Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'll listen if that's okay.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. Yeah, that, you know, Polly, that knowing that it's all working out perfectly, you know, so cute.
Yes, it is.
So cute. All right, let's take a moment, everybody, and get a little quiet. Let's take a moment of silence. There's so much going on in the world today and in our minds that we're always being asked to just be silent. So let's just take a moment, everyone, to allow ourselves to take a moment of silence. So you will hear a bell, and we will just sit for a minute and a half. Take some deep breaths in silence. Allowing yourself to feel the resonance of that silence for a moment. I'm just going to take this opportunity to tell everybody that next week I am going to be doing social media silence week. So I believe really strongly that contributing to the noise can confuse us even more if we don't contribute to the silence. So I'll give you more details on that. I'm sure go to attractpositiveresults.com and get a newsletter. But every morning next week, for sure, on my Periscope platform, we will be silent for 30 minutes every morning. So it's really important. I believe very strongly that all the answers are on. Move away from all of the social media noise. We can silence these golden things.
Thank you, Max. So I just want to put it out there that if the name Mandy means something to you, you need to call in. So, or. just very much we need to talk to you. Or Mandy needs it needs there's somebody connected here to Mandy. So call
no, Mandy.
You do?
I do. I mean I know she's a super good friend of mine, but I know. So I'm not sure if it's me.
Okay, well we'll talk afterwards. Okay. Anyhow, is it time for a caller?
Yeah, we can take a caller. We can take a caller. Is there anything you want to talk about before we take a caller?
Yeah, I think touching base on what happened in California today, when I first saw that, so the first thing I did every morning is meditate. And then after that, I was going through and deleting emails, and that popped up. And so at first I'm like, you know, shocked like everybody else. But I think for me, it's more kind of what I touched on in the beginning. It's really a call for action, but it's a call for action of sending peace and living in peace and living in grace. And so, or living with grace. And so to be really aware of how we move through the world and and recognizing where grace is in your life. I think it's as simple as that. I honestly believe that if we take the time to recognize where grace is in our life, where love is in our life, it's that right there that truly changes the outcome of our universe. It creates the shift. It creates the place for love to land. It creates all, you know, where each of us can connect to grace.
Yeah, for sure.
So how do you feel about that, Max?
Well, I agree with that completely. And then it's interesting when you look at, you know, these horrible events that happen, and then you can, when you're on your spiritual journey, you can step back and see how the insanity of the world starts to gravitate towards these things and what they, you know, the ego wants separation all the time. Just always wants separation. Separate. Got to have some of the blame. It's got to be this. And it's just so interesting, you know. I just noticed last night that, early this morning, that immediately there was all of these people saying a Muslim has shot up, and it's like, so automatically there's this thing that needs to blame the other. And of course, it turns out, of course, it was a Muslim terrorist person.
Right.
Somebody that who was whatever he was, doesn't even matter. But
right.
Just noticing how there is a part of man that needs to remain separate and see that, and that's always a call for love. Right? Always a call for love. And of course, we hold the vibration and hold the real, real grounding of love and compassion for all of those people that have experience this, even, you know, the onlookers and anyone, the hundreds and hundreds of people that are directly affected by this traffic. But it's just an interesting thing in these things to look at. That's what other people, some people are doing, some of people that are in the insanity of it all. But coming back to what we talked about, we can choose what we will do instead of just being a sheeple.
Yeah, and I want to touch base. I don't bring this up very often, with the people I coach. It's not something that I, share. Well, not necessarily share, but it's not something that I'm like, oh, this is what you need to do. But I'm just going to throw it out there right now because I do believe that it has impact. So I actually am a vegan, so I am plant-based diet. And that's something that I personally believe also. If we have violence anywhere in the world, it affects us all. And I believe that that's another thing that's shifting is really becoming aware of any way that we can remove actions of violence out of our world. And I just so strongly believe that. I know it's a trigger for a lot of people. I live in Alaska. A lot of people like to hunt. People want to eat their wild moose meat, and you're going to be laughing again, Max, because I know you, but it's all I'm saying is it's time for peace.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and outer manifestations of violence are always start as internal manifestations.
Yeah.
So the more we are violent towards ourselves and our thoughts and will somehow manifest in violent actions on the outside. So, finding and reconnecting with our peace is so important. The more we're connected with our peace,
sure.
The more we're connected to that ground of being, of love and compassion, the less violence even enters into the picture. So yeah.
Yes.
So we don't respond to violence with violence.
No, oh, jeez, no, not at all.
But a lot of people are. So, all right. So let's move into. Let me just say that numbers again. We've got a couple of people on the calls right now. The number to call in is 516-531-9809. We're going to go to area code 770-882. 770-882. 2.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Who's this?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How are you?
I'm fine. I just
Great.
Had a question. I'm in a relationship with a woman, and it's been about a year now, and I do love
Shanika,
her.
Shanika, did
I
you call before?
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. I feel like I know who you are.
And I know it's a deeper connection, and I was wondering what is that connection.
Holly, are you getting anything?
It feels like to me somebody's being kind of pushed out of their, you know, say you're in the spot that you feel comfortable. Somebody, I actually feel like it's you that's being pushed out of your comfort zone. So it doesn't feel like it's super. It kind of feels like before it moves forward, there needs to decrease the, where it just feels like there's, somebody's being pushed. I don't know if that makes sense to you. And there's resistance from the person that's being pushed. Like they're like, no, you're not doing this to me. Does that make sense?
No.
Like somebody wants more than that. Somebody wants somebody to change. That's how I'll put it.
I need to ask a question. First of all, you have a lot of background noise. Can you mute yourself? You have a lot of background
noise.
Okay. I can barely hear you. And then you can come on. Thank you. So you can hear me.
Okay.
Is that better? Okay. So now I can hear you. Okay. So I want to ask you this, Shaniqua, is that there's, this is what I'm going to get very, very clearly. The fact that you're asking about this relationship is saying that there's doubt in this relationship somehow, and there's distress in this relationship. Something's not right in this relationship. And so the fact that you're asking about it is kind of spiritually telling me, it's like, why are you in this relationship if you're doubting? You can unmute yourself and answer that question. Why are you in this relationship if you're doubting? That's the question. Unmute yourself so we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, go ahead. So the question I'm definitely being asked is, why are you in this relationship if you're doubting?
That I'm doubting? I'm not doubting it, but I know it's something deeper. So I guess want validation. Because I do believe I have intuition also.
Right. Something deeper, like something's wrong?
No, like a connection. It's a deeper connection than just.
That's your job to get in there, get into that, into this relationship, and discover that. If that's the truth, and then Spirit's not going to tell you the end of your story before you get there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I definitely feel that there's something a little bit being pushed in this relationship, and I think Holly was kind of picking up on that a little bit too. So. I feel like there's a trust more. And so allow yourself, if you feel like there's the need to have a kind of, Shaniqua, a kind of like, I guess, a model or like this is what this relationship is, allow that to unfold. You know, allow that to be the journey of the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Trust. But I do feel like there is something there's a little resistance somewhere. Holly, did you want to say anything else?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say it's, I'm not sure which one the stubborn person is. Actually, I believe both of you guys have a stubborn streak. And so it's like if you guys could put that aside, things are going to move the way you want them to move. But until both
if
of you,
put away,
it's the trust.
You said what now?
A stubborn, you know, like there's a stubbornness,
oh, yeah.
Like, right. And so if both of you, and both of you have it, one more than another, but if you can trust enough to put the stubborn aside, like there doesn't have to be a right and a wrong way, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean that, I think that it's like getting caught up in who's right and who's wrong. If you can put the stubbornness away and just be like, okay, on Tuesday we're going to go here, on Thursday we're going to go here, and just let things
go that way, to give a little bit, you guys are going to be much happier.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Trust more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
I was just going to say, you know, when people feel stubborn or they feel stuck, it's like, that's not even, you know, it's harder on your body also, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're... Yeah, so just let that, and go for walks and just kind of move your body and feel good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, blessings to you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that is
so, Max, you know my answer to a lot of things is go for a walk.
Now, when Polly and I hang out, she gets up in the morning, she's like, I'm going for a walk, you're going? I'm like, I'm good.
Go for a walk and harvest your corn.
Let's go harvest some corn. I love it. Hey, I wanted to give a good news story really quickly. You want to hear a good news story?
Yes, I do.
I love this. Okay, so I get a lot of good news stories by going to goodnewsnetwork.org, and maybe they can become a sponsor of our show, which we love. Goodnewsnetwork.org is a great place. And they have a story today saying the ozone hole is healing and may be completely repaired within our lifetime, says the UN report. So
you're kidding.
That's a really interesting, and I read through this. I mean, of course, there are online reports that things are not good. I mean, things are not good. But in this article, they talk about there's good news for both the environment and our conscientiousness, because our conscientiousness is rising. Consciousness is rising about all of this stuff. And the positive news condition about our environment is cause for some kind of a celebration, because we need some celebration about our environment. So it's I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it is really, really great news, you know. And one of the things about it is these new treaties and these new things in Canada that are happening around the world. And so there is definitely good news about it, because the infamous hole in the ozone layer could be totally healed by the 2060s, and in some areas of the world, it could be as soon as 2030. So that's a really, really, really good thing because of our reduced amounts of ozone-depleting substances, actually. So go to goodnewsnetwork.org and read some good news in the morning for yourself, because that's something that, I mean, I never would have known, you know.
I can barely hear you now, Max, but I'm going to just chime in and say
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Yeah, now I can. I totally agree, and I really like the way that you did the correlation between, you know, because lots of times if we think of our consciousness, we think of it, or we think of heaven, or we think of the universal energy, we think it, you know, up expansion, you know, in the sky, et cetera. And so that was a very cool correlation that you did there, where it's our, you know, that our, as our consciousness heals, as our consciousness rises, right,
mm-hmm.
that we're healing the ozone. So I love that connection that you made.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and that's all of our response. I mean, the theme today seems to be about taking responsibility for our choices and how we're thinking and what we're doing. You know, it's always a theme, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we have, suddenly, I don't know why, but we had like four callers and they all dropped off right now. So it's you and me, babe.
You're so funny. They're going to go meditate.
Exactly.
They're going to go raise their consciousness.
They didn't. Their ego might not wanted to hear that positive news story.
Okay, so you know what I want to do? I want to talk about how. So both Max and I coach, and like last year. Was it the year before? I had like this like crazy amount of the people that I was coaching. They either inherited or somehow bought real estate. Like it was all about real estate. And it was funny because real estate is in my life. And it's kind of like what we talked about in the beginning. What you think about or what's in your life you know, the people around you are going to start accumulating the same stuff, living, you know, connecting to that vibe. And so this year now, it's like, you know, you and I are definitely manifesting, without a doubt.
For sure. For sure.
And we want to share that with people.
Yeah, for sure. It's really important for us to, I mean, for everyone to, you know, people that have been doing the work, anybody can start to really make a focus of their life about creation and about expansion and about growth all the time. And if you make that choice, you will start to be a light for other people, the way that, you know, a lot of people hang out with me and Polly, or they come to work with us, or they see our work because they feel like they get a boost in energy. But you can, every single one of people in the world can be doing that for everyone else. And think about what an incredible planet that we would have if everybody was doing that, or at least, you know, even 50% of the people were constantly in that place of like saying, you know what, I'm choosing expansion, I'm choosing growth, I'm choosing beyond feeling like a piece of doo-doo. I'm going to do something different. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's, I think both of us should draw a card for the energy of the week. But here's before we do that, I want to invite people to, until next week, practice not reacting, or practice pausing and say something, unless you're reacting with joy. Practice pausing when there's something that, you know, that you are, when something causes you to pause, right? Don't react, and kind of look at everything objectively, because I have learned that it's much easier to walk away from things. Simple as that. Like, it's pretty easy for me. I mean, I definitely have my triggers, but it's pretty easy for me to walk away from stuff. And so I want to invite other people to go through this week, and where maybe in the past you would have reacted, or you would have been like, you know, whatever, thoughts, certain things coming to your head. I want you to pause and just see how it feels. Like, just recognize. This week, all we're going to do is recognize the pause. I think that's, like, if we're giving homework this week, recognize the pause.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. It's interesting. I have this little book that I just open up every once in a while, and I opened up today, and you know what it said? It said, know what to overlook. Know what to overlook. And that's the difference between reacting and responding. When we react, we have no control. But when we can respond with a choice, if we feel like it's a choice.
Yes. I love that.
Huge. Beautiful.
Okay, do you want to pull a card for the week, like for the energy of the week type thing? Okay, and then I'll do the same thing.
Okay, well, for some reason, this is a deck of cards I haven't used in literally years, but for some reason I pulled out this Healing with the Angels card. So let me just pull the cards. So if you're listening, please close your eyes. Take a look at me. So, we get the Guardian Angel card. Very nice. So, the Guardian Angel is all about knowing and trusting that you're being guided. Knowing and trusting that there's nothing to be protected from, but you're being guided, that know and trust that there is a source of love. It could be the angels, it could be the, you know, the numinous ground of being, or Buddha head, or whatever it happens to be, that there is definitely forces on your side. So in that pause that Polly was talking about, remember, you are being guided. There's a guardian angel at all times.
I like that, because it's really important to touch. Do I have time for a story, Max?
Yes, you do. You have, we have 6 minutes.
Okay, it'll be a brief story, but I'm just going to share it with people. So last week I was in Arizona, and busy. It was my husband and my son and I, and my husband was running, and my son and I were sitting next to, like, a juice coffee bar. And so I saw this lady that was
somewhat, you know, I could just tell that she wasn't at peace. And so then I could energetically see the energy of a young man. And so I saw him, but then more than anything, I felt him. Like I felt his sense of need, his urgency to connect with her, to communicate with her. And just so everybody knows, we all have, our loved ones are always with us. We are getting those messages all the time. We just don't always feel them. So it was interesting to me, though, because she was definitely not feeling peace. And he was definitely like, you know, he had this urgent need to connect with her. And so I was like, wow, should I say something to her? Because it was so strong. And so my son was with me. So I stood up and I sat back down and I said something to him. And he's like, don't do it. They're going to think you're crazy. And so eventually I was like, oh my gosh, I've just got to go give her this message. So I asked her, I said, you know, do you believe in life after death? I introduced myself and asked her that. And she said, okay, I'm open to it. And so then I said, well, if I told you that there's a young man, and I, you know, described him, and I said, if I told you that there's this man, you know, this young man that really wants to talk to you, would that make sense to you? And she had lost her brother 3 weeks ago. And so I shared the message of love, and really he just wanted her to know how much he loves her, right? And I shared that message with her, and then, you know, she cried and said thank you, how much she needed that message. But my point being is we really all have that, you know, there's so much love that we don't always recognize. And even in the first person, Lisa, right, the first person that called in, when you said your grandmother, you know, you were mentioning the grandmother, just know you have so much guidance and love that yeah, you know, we overlook it sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very easy to overlook it. It's really easy to
be
in your gotta do, and just like what you said, that moment of pause opens you back up to know that you are being there, that there is something, that there is so much more than just, you know, I said something this week, I put a, I was in a meditation and I got this very clear message. It's that said, you're in one room and you think it's the whole house.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's like we're just like we have this perception of it's just this. But literally there are rooms and rooms and rooms in your house that you're not even seeing because you're locked in one little room, and if you just opened the door and walked, you'd be like, oh my God, I could have this perception, I could be here, I could do that, and that's really, really important. And what a beautiful message for her to get from her brother.
Yeah, it was very, and that's another thing is, like, you know, when I share the messages, like when he was coming through me, it's so intense that, you know, I start crying because it's so intense. That love is so intense. And, you know, I think for people to recognize, like, you, it's like, you know, when you open yourself up and you're vulnerable to love and to that intense expression of joy, that intense feeling of love, it changes your world, right? I mean, it just does.
Sure does.
I'm, you know what? It just does. And I invite everybody to recognize how love comes into their life this week.
I love it. Listen, I don't think that we have enough time for your card.
That was good. Oh, that's more important.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Have an incredible week. Please contact us for me at attractpositiveresults.com and for Polly, where?
GatewaysToPeace.com, and that's with the number 2. Sign up for my blog, and if you sign up for my blog, you contact me and you can get a free 10-minute reading. But you've got to contact me and say that you're interested in it. And there's a contact page on my website, which is gatewaystopeace.com with the number 2. So, Max, thank you so much for joining me.
You. It's always such a pleasure. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember to connect with peace, connect with your brothers and sisters, and connect with yourself. See you next week.
And take the pause. Okay, blessings until next week.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected.
You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Connects Max and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.